This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey, Jocelyn is here. Hey, Jocelyn. As our members are coming in to join this live conversation, and again, for those listening later on, don't worry, you will enjoy it as well. I just wanted to say how much I enjoy these conversations, and I feel that they need to happen even more because you all, the English students, are the superstars. Learning another language and pushing yourself to overcome this difficult challenge and actually shining. You're doing amazing. So I truly enjoy these conversations. I want to have more of them to really put the spotlight on you all. So I always look forward to these conversations when I get to speak with one of the students in my program, in our academy, our family member. So today will be the same. I'm looking forward to this conversation. So we're going to jump right in. Students are still joining us again right now. Fernando. Hey, Fernando, how are you? Now, I am going to invite a student to join me for this conversation. Mamadou, hello, hello. Good to see you here. I am actually going to invite a student and see if they are able to join us right now. Again, this is happening live. So each time I have these conversations, I invite one student to have an extended conversation with me where they express their opinions. They talk about their English journey and students get to ask them questions as well. So we are back again and we are going to have an amazing student share their journey with us. So again, students, in the comment section, if you would like to join, just raise your hand. I will also send an invite and the first student to pop on the screen will be the student that I'll have the conversation with. So let's see who would like to join me for a conversation today. And again, those in the comment section, I want you to please ask tons of questions as the student comes on. So today we are going to be speaking with Patrick. Patrick, how are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm fine.
Good, good. Patrick, are you ready to have a conversation?
Yeah, I want to try.
Good, good. Now, Patrick is one of our new members. So in the comment section, students, please ask your questions. Let Patrick know how excited you are to hear about his journey. So, Patrick, can you please introduce yourself?
Okay, yes. My name is Patrick André. I'm Asian, but now I'm living in France. Mm-hmm. I'm in France for studies. Mm-hmm. I'm studying, I'm a PhD candidate in law. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on my PhD dissertation for 5 years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the Now I'm in the last year on my production. I'm in this family since March, since November
Yeah, a few months.
2022.
2022.
Yeah. It's a really good family, so I'm very happy to be with you today for this live session for this live session. So I want to answer to the questions of the other members.
Good, good. Thank you so much for that introduction. Now, I am going to ask you a quick question. So I think I'm hearing a little bit of background noise. Oh, never mind. It's better now. No worries. Okay, Patrick, you mentioned that you are in a PhD program. What is your topic? What is your focus of study?
It's very interesting. So it's so original. So I work about voodoo in Haiti,
Okay.
voodoo and traditional medicine. So it's very original subject.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. What is your hobby? What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
I'm listening music, Asian compas, or I watch football, soccer too.
Good, good. Okay,
That's all.
okay. Listening to music, Haitian compa, and also soccer, okay, or football, right? Football. Okay. So tell me, why did you start? Let us know, right? Why did you start studying English?
The question is, I don't
Sure, no problem. Why did you start studying English?
okay. So I have some project in the future, so I want to write in English. I want to speak. So I want especially to write in English. My production, I want to write in English.
Write in English. Okay, so tell me this. Your goal is to write in English, which is why you started studying English. Patrick, and you mentioned that you joined our family in November. So you've only been with us for about 2 months. It's been a short period so far, right? Can you tell us, Patrick, what made you decide to join our family? How did you find out about me? How did you find out about the academy? What led you to join us?
First, I have my brother that he know the family. He told me about this family, and then I do my I do the research on YouTube.
Yes. Okay, so you saw me on YouTube and your brother mentioned our family. Okay. Tell us, how has your experience been? And I, again, those watching live, type your questions in the chat area. And I want you all to remember that studying English, it's challenging. But just like Patrick is doing, he's making the effort. He's listening to the questions, he's answering, so nothing is impossible. So, Patrick, can you tell me and tell us how have you enjoyed the last 2 months? What has your experience been in the academy so far?
Very good, very good. So, I feel that I'm on the good way.
Good.
It's a good way to speak and write English. So my goal is to masterize a lot in 1 year.
Yes.
So I can say now I'm on the good way.
Excellent. And I'm going to ask you, and I want you to think real hard, Patrick. Think of three things. What are three things you like so far, right? You're in the daily English lessons membership, right? So you're studying every day, right? You have a lesson every day. Can you tell us three things that you like so far?
I like the live sessions.
Live sessions?
So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's a really good experience.
Yes.
I like I like the lessons.
Lessons.
So the vocabulary, phrasal, the English phrasal verbs.
Yes.
I like these things, and okay. Then I like the conception of this family.
I like that. So you said the very first thing you like is the live session, like being able to have this conversation. I'm also enjoying it. Those watching can see the smile on my face. Second, you like the lessons, right? The daily lessons, how they're set up, learning vocabulary.
So I learn a lot in the lessons. So
good.
It's very important for me.
I love it. And the third thing you said, you like the perception or the environment, right? Our family members. Can you give some more information? So again, as the teacher, that's something that also makes me very happy because of the family members. But can you tell us more? What is it that you like about the family members?
Excuse me?
I'll say it one more time. The third thing you said was you like the environment. Do you like the perception, the family members? Can you tell us more about how you feel, like when you're in the Telegram group, or how do you feel?
Okay. So first, after any lesson, we can ask something. We can write our questions. And then one member go to answer.
Yes,
it's a good thing about me. It's a good thing in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm in front of the other members, when I'm in this live session, for example. I find that it's a good thing for a student. So
agreed.
I really like the this conception of the group,
It's okay. Relax. You're doing great. Okay, you're doing great. Okay. Just relax.
The Telegram group is a very good thing for me. Yeah.
Excellent. You're doing good. Don't worry. You're doing good.
So the challenge is also a good thing for the students.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that you enjoy those things. Very good. Before I ask the next question, I want to say this. You all might not know this, but I remember the first day that Patrick came and joined our family. He joined one of our meetings and I brought him on screen and I asked a question. And I think, Patrick, maybe you only said about 5 words and you said, Tiffany, I don't want to say anything else. You were a little bit nervous at that time, right? But fast forward right now, you're having this conversation with me. So I want you to know you're already improving. So just keep that up, right? And Mamadou said, congrats, bro. Keep it up. So I want you to be encouraged, okay? So you don't have to be nervous. Again, I am proud of you. You're already super intelligent.
Okay.
Yeah, you're already intelligent. You're okay. Getting your doctorate degree. Yeah. Okay, so here's the next question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Thank you. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, Patrick, as an English learner, some days are good and some days are bad, right? Can you tell us right now, what's the hardest thing for you? What's the most difficult thing?
So now I want to learn. I can learn. So sometimes I haven't enough time to see, to study, to learn the old lessons.
Yeah.
So I try to have enough time to learn.
Yeah.
It's the most difficult for me now.
That makes sense. Yeah, because you're studying for your doctorate, right? So it's a lot of time that you have to spend. So let me ask you this next question then. Since you are studying for your doctorate, right, your PhD, right, and keeps you very busy, so how are you studying English? I know you're following the lessons, but do you study in the morning, English in the morning, or do you study at night? When do you study?
At night. I'm studying at night. Sometimes I can try to do something in the morning, but I'm studying at night.
At night. Okay, good. It's okay because everyone has their own rhythm, right? They figure out the best time to study. Okay. Now let me ask you.
So, yes. No, I'm in France. So it's 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
for me.
Yes. It's 11:15 in the morning for me.
Okay.
You are in the future. So, Patrick, let me ask you this, and I want you to imagine, right? Patrick, I want you to imagine that you can speak English fluently, right? What? Yeah,
I saw the slap. I believe.
Okay, so now let's imagine right now Patrick can speak English fluently. What is your dream? What's your dream, Patrick? When that happens, what do you want to do? What's your dream regarding English?
In English?
Yeah.
What's your
dream?
I have to say my dreams in English.
Right. So for example,
what?
Yeah, what's your dream? Yeah, English dream.
My English dream. Okay. I want to speak fluently with confidence and I want to masterize the grammar words.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to write very well in English, my dissertation in French in English.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to work a lot to achieve this goal.
Yes. Okay. So let's say after your dissertation, your thesis, after you have it written in English, what do you
English
want?
English and French.
English and French? What
and
do you
French.
Want to do after that?
So maybe I will be a teacher.
English teacher or teacher for your major?
For my major.
Major, okay.
Yeah.
Good, good.
So maybe I will teach in English too. Maybe.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There we go. You know, yeah. Having big dreams is good. It's good to have big dreams, right?
Many
times you can do more than you realize. So having big dreams is good. It's good. So I want to ask you this, Patrick. I know that you are still learning and you are still on your English journey, right? But Patrick, you can understand me, right? I'm speaking English and you understand. Also, Patrick, you're able to express yourself, right? So, Patrick, what advice, what tip would you give a beginner or another English learner? What would you tell them?
So they have to work hard. So English it's not difficult. It's easy. So they have to work. They have to work in the work. They will find the secret.
There we go.
They will find the secret.
I love that. Hard work.
Hard work.
Work hard. I like that. I like that. Mamadou says, congrats, bro. Keep it up. And Mercedes said, Patrick, you will do it. You'll achieve your English goal. So they're congratulating you and encouraging you. Yes.
I want to achieve it.
You definitely will. Now, Patrick, do you have any questions for me? Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to ask you, are you a native English speaker?
Am I a native English speaker? Yes. Yes, I'm American. Yeah.
Okay. Can you speak other language after English?
I can. I can speak Korean.
Okay. You don't speak French? Do you speak French?
I don't. I only know oui. That's all I know.
Okay. 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 Okay.
I have friends who speak French, but no, I don't speak French. It's a beautiful language, though. French is a beautiful language.
Do you speak some Spanish?
Un poquito, very little.
Okay.
Very little.
What do you do in your free time?
Oh, good question. So, in my free time, so I have a lot of hobbies and interests. My first hobby is I really enjoy exercising. Oh, Mario says, hola, yo hablo español. Saludos. I can understand. I can understand what you wrote, but I can't speak it fluently, Mario. I enjoy exercising. I like taking walks and being out in nature. This morning, I actually took a nice long walk. Second thing, I actually enjoy drawing. I like to draw and paint. So in my free time, I'll either go on nice walks, exercise. Like it. Mm-hmm. You like it? Good.
Yeah.
I also enjoy sports. So I like sports and spending time with friends. So I like being with people. So great question.
Mm-hmm.
You can have one more. Do you have one more question?
Okay. Do you like really to teach English?
The answer is absolutely yes. And I'll tell you, not a long story, just very short. Mario, your mother language is Spanish. Nice. last week on YouTube, actually last week and 2 weeks ago, there were many YouTubers that were quitting. Some very popular YouTubers were stopping because they were tired. And I watched their videos and some of the summaries, and I thought to myself, okay, I'm not tired.
Okay.
I'll never quit being an English teacher because it really makes me happy. I've been an English teacher for almost, it'll be 2 decades in 2009, but since 2009. Okay. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And
actually, I know that you love it. So I wanted to ask you.
Trick question. Yes, okay. I really do. It makes me very happy. You guys really make me happy because you guys impress me. You guys are very intelligent and you're working hard to learn a language. So,
so I want to. I want to say you thank you for so I feel that I'm in the good way.
Yeah.
It's account of you.
Oh, well, thank you for those kind words, and I really appreciate what you said, and I'm happy to be you guys' English teacher. I love teaching you guys. So Patrick, thank you so much. You did very well. You spoke for a long time.
Thank you to Tiffany. Thank you to be my English teacher.
Yes, I'm happy. I'm proud of you. I look forward to seeing in a year just how much you're going to be improved, and I know you will achieve your goals. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, I really enjoyed that conversation with Patrick, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. It's, again, a reminder that no matter where you are on your English journey, you can have a piece of advice that can help another English learner. And you also have a reminder, right, that you can achieve your English goals no matter where you are on your English journey. So again, Patrick, thank you so much for joining. For the students that were able to listen and watch live, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I can't wait to see your progress, Patrick, and everyone else. So I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a wonderful day and remember to speak English. Love you all. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.